Good evening, everyone. I will be reading to you Proverbs 3, verses 13 and 14 from the New King James Version. It says, "Happy is the man who finds wisdom and the man who gains understanding. For her proceeds are better than the profit of silver and her gain than fine gold." May God have the blessing in reading and doing of his word as I pass the call. And everyone have a great evening.
All right, thank you, thank you, thank you. Good evening, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome on this September 11, 2015. 9/11, y'all. Can y'all just believe that it's been 14 years, my God, and lives have never been the same. I want to just pay homage to the victims of that horrific attack and sending prayers to all the families that were personally affected. I kind of feel like we all were because it's just never been the same. So just wanted to take a moment and just take a moment of silence. Amen. Thank you. So I want to welcome you all to Friday Night Live, those that always are just so faithful to just fellowship, because that's what Friday Night Live is. It's just the fellowship. It's the end of the week to wrap up our work week and just come together and share a little bit, laugh a lot, and just love on one another. That's what I look at Friday Night Live for, and it's another place that we can help each other just grow in this walk. So I'm glad you joined. I want to say thank you to my sister Bubbly. She's always such a sweet greeter, and she's just so diligent about her gift, because that's what I truly know God has just given her, that heart that's so bubbly, and I love her. And I love Diane for that scripture in Proverbs 3. Just y'all know Proverbs is my favorite book in the Bible. So wherever you are, those that maybe just joined in, go ahead and get adjusted. Relax if you can. Unwind and take a deep breath. Go ahead. Make sure you hit that mute button. Want to send up prayers for any and everyone right now that's traveling and getting in from work or going on the weekend, whatever. Just ask for traveling grace and mercy as we start this weekend. Amen. Here we go. The more we put a smile on our face in the times when we really could frown, is a very powerful weapon. I'm not talking about a fake smile, although even a fake smile can turn into a real one. Not one of those smirkish smiles, though, we tend to give to folks some Sunday mornings when we really don't feel like being bothered. I know I've been there. But instead of putting on a frown when in hard times, which will only make you feel worse, turn that frown upside down. I promise you, if you do this, you will feel so much better. As my brother Kirk Franklin sings, and although it's not a Negro spiritual or an old hymnal, I still get lifted from that particular song. I smile, even though I hurt, see, I smile. I know God is working, so I smile, even though I've been here for a while. What you do? Smile. It's so hard to look up when you've been down. How true is that? There truly is some life stuff that can snatch the smile right off your face. There's going to be some stuff you're going to see that's going to make it hard to smile in the future. But through whatever you see, through all the rain and all the pain, you got to keep your sense of humor. You got to be able to smile through the issues. Yeah, I had to remix that a little bit. Y'all remember that? That's actually Tupac, and he's singing on Scarface. Really, I did do that. Nothing touches the human heart deeper than music, and although that one was not a gospel cut, I still got a message out of that little piece right there. You know, some songs are supposed to lift your spirits. They all don't have to be sermonic songs in order to get that smile. I want to say thanks to my brother Eric for that declaration on songs of the old saints that truly blessed my soul as a child and now. But my understanding has gotten better now to a lot of those old hymnals. Also, my girl Tasha Cobb says, "Here's my worship. Take joy in it. Make it your dwelling place. I want to put a smile on your face. I present my heart to you. I present my life to you. I present my heart to you. Singing along with a group of Christians sings heartily unto the Lord. When congregations sing the praises of the King, even demonic hosts stand at attention. The powers of darkness fear when the sweet chant they hear. May Jesus Christ be praised. Great music from God's people instructs and reproves, blesses and relieves. Such moving melodies hold out a warm welcome to strangers, comfort to the broken, refreshment to the lonely, and affirmation to the discouraged. Revelation 5:9-10, and they sang a new song with these words: You are worthy to take the scroll and break its seals and open it, for you were slaughtered, and your blood has ransomed people for God from every tribe and language and people and nation. And you have caused them to become a kingdom of priests for our God, and they will reign on earth. So what does the Bible say about smiling? There are at least 50 encouraging Bible verses about smiling. I'm going to talk about just a few. Let's go to my favorite book, and y'all all know I said it. It's Proverbs. A cheerful look brings joy to the heart. Good news makes for good health. That's Proverbs 15:30. It also says a joyful heart is good medicine, but depression drains one's strength. We have to cast down the spirit of depression ASAP. I was reading that one out of Proverbs 17:22. A glad heart makes a happy face. A broken heart crushes the spirit. A wise person is hungry for knowledge, while the fool feeds on trash. For the despondent, every day brings trouble. For the happy heart, life is a continual feast. Proverbs 15:13-15. Keep hungering for his joy, y'all. And on over to the book of Psalms 126:2-3. Then our mouth was filled with laughter and our tongue with shouts of joy. Then they said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us. We are glad. Our God is a God filled with joy, smiling and laughter, and he provides us with every opportunity to rejoice in our circumstances. It is he who put in our mouths, it is he who puts in our mouths and in our hearts for our own good. That right there should be enough to put a smile on your face when you think about it. In Philippians 4:4, he reminds us several times to rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. This is because God knows that our lives are more abundantly blessed and fruitful when we are saturated with his joy, enthusiasm, and hope. That hope was for my sister Dion. Smile. Can you just smile for me? When the whole world is upside down, can you smile through the turmoil? Sometimes your joy is the source of your smile, but sometimes your smile can be the source of your joy. A smile has a power not only to make you happy, but to make others happy as well. Smile at that spouse when he or she comes into the house after dealing with hell out in the cold world all day. Smile at your children that have dealt with all kind of different spirits, isms, and schisms. A loving smile can erase the troubles of their day. Smile at that cashier ringing up your groceries. All the customers before you could have been evil as hell, and your smile can get them through their shift. Smile at that homeless person that is sitting there with a hopeless look in their eyes. Bless them with food, money, or just a smile. Smile at your pastor, usher, greeters, deacons, neighbors, delivery person, mailman, just a perfect stranger. Smiles are contagious. Smile and the whole world smiles with you. I've become such a people watcher in my young age. I can sit hours and hours just watching people and imagining what a person is going through based on their expression on their face. I try to speak or at least make eye contact and smile at them. Bless them with a meal, a couple of dollars, or just a moment of kindness. There have been several interesting studies, in fact, which have examined the interplay between expressions and emotions. Many people assume that an emotion is felt first and is then communicated by an expression on the face. But research indicates this process can also work in reverse. The emotion we feel can actually be triggered by the expression on our face. The face is not a secondary billboard for our internal feelings. It is an equal partner in the emotional process. Bottom line is this: smile frequently, even if you don't feel particularly happy, and the feelings will eventually follow. Let's call that smile therapy 101. See, although ain't nothing wrong with a brick house, y'all know that Coke bottle shape, sister. Bob Marley said the most beautiful curve on a woman's body is her smile, and I tend to agree. A smile is a beautiful thing in and of itself. I don't care what a person looks like. Even Flavor Flav looks better with a smile on his face. Any face looks better when it is graced with a happy, heartfelt smile. A smile provides an instant facelift at a fraction of the cost of the surgical variety, and it is faster, easier, safer, and far more natural looking as well. A radiant smile can transfer an otherwise plain appearance into something extremely attractive, just as an angry scowl can turn an extremely attractive face into something downright repulsive. There are also benefits to smiling. Did you know that walking around frowning can make you age faster? It also makes you look like you got baptized in pickle juice. A frown is just a smile turned upside down. Turn it around. And it lowers your blood pressure. It puts you in a better mood, especially on those unchristian-like days. Smiling relieves stress. It strengthens your immune system. It lessens pains in your physical body. It is contagious, and the main thing that smiling does, it confuses the enemy. Smiling through the pain shows strength. The book of James 1:2-4, count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds. For you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness, and let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. Romans 5:3-4, we can rejoice, too, when we run into problems and trials, for we know that they help us develop endurance, and endurance develops strength of character, and character strengthens our confident hope of salvation. Romans 12:12, be joyful in hope, patience in affliction, faithful in prayer. The book of Matthew says in 5:12, rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Even when people make mistakes, we need a great deal of tolerance, and a sense of humor doesn't hurt either. If we can't tolerate others' mistakes, we should stop making mistakes ourselves. I can see some of y'all smiling now. That's just a little bit of humor and wisdom from that Charles Swindoll. So as long as there is humanity on this old dying earth, there will be tons of mistakes and failures designed to cause you to despair. Nothing is more beautiful than a smile that has struggled through tears. Did you all know that God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble? That right there just put a big smile on my face. That's the type of passage that I love to sing, and yes, I do sing. I know some of y'all wondering, with all the smiling and carrying on that I'm talking about, does God smile? Oh, yeah, he sure does. We need to think about what makes God smile. Y'all remember that song? I know it well, because, see, I grew up with my uncle, Reverend Lloyd Fah, singing, God has smiled on me. He has set me free. God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. You know what else makes me smile right now? Is that I didn't know that God was setting me and my husband up in childhood. I grew up with most of my husband's family long before I knew about him. That's just a little side note. As I'm singing, thank you, Lord, I just want to thank you, Lord. So, back to God and his smiling on us. David was always trying to find ways to please the Lord and make sure that the Lord was pleased with him. Psalms 119:135, he prays, make your face to shine upon your servant. Teach me the right way to live. See, he was concerned about the right way to live that would be pleasing to God. He goes on to say, I cry rivers of tears because nobody's living by your book. David was one person who felt the smile of God on his life because he was said to be a man after God's own heart. God will smile on us when we put him first, when we love him with all our heart, like in Psalms 42:1, as the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, O God. You get that, right? A deer's thirst is priority. Making God priority makes him smile. God smiles when we love him totally, God smiles when we trust him totally. God smiles when we are consistent in our trust for him, day in and day out, good times or bad times, rain or shine. God smiles when we obey him wholeheartedly and not put off what he has clearly told us to do. Do you know that a delayed obedience is still really disobedience? God smiles when we are quick to do what he asks us to do. Jesus said in John 14:15, "If you love me, you will keep my commands." God smiles when we praise and thank him continuously. You want to know what makes God really smile? It's when we learn to thank him in advance for his answers to our prayers, even when they seem unanswered. It shows our faith. A smile a day may not keep the doctor away, but it will make you feel better, make others trust you more, and lead to a longer life. I like to leave this verse with you, Zephaniah 3:17. The Lord your God is with you. He is mighty to save. He will take great delight in you. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing. Not only does God sing over us, he does it with a smile on his face. Lord, I thank you for smiling on us. Thank you for singing over us. Thank you for taking great delight in us. Thank you for saving us. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for being mighty in battle. Thank you for being our warrior, for defending us, for delivering us, for helping us, for rescuing us. Thank you for giving us the victory over the enemy. I'm praying for each and every victor that will get to the place of quiet long enough to listen to your lullabies as you sing over us. Soothe us and smile down on us. Your love is extravagant, and I'm smiling back at you with the same love you show me. I thank you, Father, for your sweet love. Amen. As we come smiling into Friday Night Live, who's on the line? Holla at your girl. That's it, y'all.
Good evening, Sister Dee Dee. It's Andrew.
Hey, Brother Andrew.
This is Vaughn, Sister Dee Dee.
Hey, Vaughn, big sister.
It's Bernice.
Hey, Bernice.
Hey, Dee Dee.
Me, Mary, in the place today. Yeah. Anybody else?
Hi, it's Michelle.
Hey, Michelle.
Hey.
Anyone else? Well, amen. Thank you all for joining us on this September 11, 9/11. September is 2015. We are almost out of months. Guys, what we have, October, November, December, yeah, 3 months away. I should know how to count. So I just want to say thank you, and that was my little heart share for this evening. Does anyone have any comments or shares of their own?
Hey, Dee Dee, it's Lee. I'm over here smiling. I was smiling anyway, but I'm really smiling now. Just think about that song that you were sharing. That song you were sharing about the smiles, I mean, every one of them was relevant, but I was just thinking about what it looks like when God is smiling when we're doing what he's asking us to do, or he's pleased by what we're doing. I can just imagine what that's like, and that was just a nice analogy the way you put it. I appreciate that. I just wanted to share my day as far as the smiles because there was something going on at work, and I was agitated. I won't say I was trying not to be. I was very agitated. But I just thought about what you said. Smile. I just smiled and listened to on the radio this morning, and everybody was making me laugh, and it made the angriness and the agitation go away. So, yeah, when you smile, even when you don't even want to, and it just makes everything better. And I just thank God for your declaration. And of course, you know I love you dearly. Keep smiling.
Thank you for sharing, sister. Thank you for that. Yeah, I've noticed the laughter, and it does kind of help ease some of the tension of this old crazy world. Thank you for sharing, and I'm glad you got through your day too, because I know how it is. Love you for that.
Dee Dee.
Yes, ma'am.
One of the songs that I first learned when I started going to church, this was when my mom sent us to church. We went to the Methodist church. And I remember my Sunday school teacher teaching us through song the scripture. And I believe it was Zephaniah 3:17. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to sing this and I'm going to go on mute.
Go ahead, sister.
The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty, is mighty. He will rest in his love. He will joy over thee with singing. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty, is mighty, is mighty. I had to be about 10 years old. I'm on mute.
Love you, and thank you for that. And I know you heard me trying to rep old Reverend Lloyd Farr with his God-ass mouth on me. I just couldn't sing it because my throat. But I know you heard me. Anyone? Hey, I have a special guest. My brother, Wayne, is on the line. Brother, can you say hey?
Hey, what's up, Dee Dee?
Hey, everybody. This is my dear brother, Wayne Clark. Say hey, everybody. Welcome.
Hey,
welcome,
everybody.
Wayne,
hey, DC.
Did somebody say DC? I'm done.
This is as bad as the Freedom Call.
Wow. I'm good. She called me off guard. Hold on. Let me get my mind back right.
Well, I thank you, Wayne, for joining in, and I hope this won't be your last time. You'll join us
in
advance, and we hope to hear from you. Y'all, this brother got an awesome testimony. Yes, so we're going to hear from him in the future. And he's fine, y'all. I had to throw that out there. That ain't flirting. That's my brother.
Oh, goodness. Lord help us.
So welcome, Wayne.
Amen. Look. Amen.
Lovely said, I'm going to confirm that. Okay. Did anybody else want to share?
Oh, Jesus. Okay, Monday morning.
Lord, be my help.
Sorry, Wayne, did you want to say something? Because you heard some of that?
Yeah, I heard most of it. You had me thinking about, smiling. It's crazy how I think it was today or yesterday, but I was talking about how I seen a friend of mine that recently came from the penitentiary. He did 10 years in the penitentiary. And one of the first things he said when he saw me was, they still call me Wheeze. And he said, man, I never saw you smiling. You never smiled in your life. You know, you just was angry and mean. You was that guy that people put their head down when they walk past you, He said, so to see you, really smiling, it's just, different. He was like, I don't even know how to accept this. So the whole time you was reading, I was thinking about that, because that was very recent. But it just made me reflect on where my smile comes from, and it comes from, that peace beyond my understanding. The proverb says, and I never thought, I would come to the point where I would say, when people ask me, what's the most rewarding thing about your walk with Christ? I say my peace. I mean, really, my peace that keeps me smiling throughout, all hell could be breaking loose around me, but I know who hands I'm in, and I know how far I've come, and I know he ain't going to leave me now. So, that's what I was thinking about when you was talking about the whole thing about smiling. And then I was also thinking about you, because you keep me smiling. You so crazy. You so funny. But it also made me think about how some people are so serious in this walk with Christ that they don't think it's okay to smile and have fun, And we really should be having fun. This can be a very joyous walk. So those were the things that was on my mind.
Oh, brother, thank you for that. That just did my heart some good. I thank you, and I love you, and I appreciate you, man. I do. Anybody else want to share their smile or anything they got out of it? I want to sing a song or anything?
Smile for me. Don't you smile for me. Like you say, Sister Dee Dee, that wasn't a gospel, but Tupac was on that track with him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And when I think about what a smile represents for me, really it represents joy,
mm-hmm.
And when you said that, our facial expression and our emotions, and how that sometimes, the smile could come after, that emotion and that facial expression. I was, man, that was real, some real good stuff.
you know, because my smile really represents my internal feelings, you know. And, man, this, I smiled a couple of times, you know, during your declarations, you know. I felt joy, and that's what my one of the things that my smile represents is joy and cheerfulness, you know. And so I try and be mindful of my facial expression, and when I find myself frowning and that I'm not smiling, I try and reverse it and turn it into a smile. When I feel myself sad, gloom coming over me, when I recognize it, I try and grab my emotions and drag it back to that place of gratitude and cheerfulness, because that's truly what my smile, my facial expression represents. So if you ever see Brother Jeff and not necessarily smiling, but not smiling, but with a frown on his face, he in trouble. I'm emotionally, mentally, and spiritually in trouble. So I try to be conscious of my smile today. So smile really for me it represents joy, and the joy of the Lord is our strength.
Yeah.
So yeah, a smile. I mean, your declaration is very good, very good, and I'm. I just want to say thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Brother Jeff. Thank you for that. Is there anyone else? No? Could you guys hear that?
Yes, we can hear it.
That power. Yes. Does anybody know what that feels like right there? When you're in such a dark place and you want to give up, but then there's this power that comes from that just right there. I was going to play the whole song, but I felt like y'all know the song. And I know we have to go through other means to get the music on. So does anybody want to talk about that?
Dee Dee.
Yep.
Getting to know your mom gives me a new insight on you.
Uh-oh. Yeah, that's Ravonda. She's getting to know Mama real good.
Yes.
So you know that I'm really, really shy, huh? Can you tell?
Shut your mouth.
Huh? No, would you say I was shy, though, sister?
I never knew Dee Dee like I know her now. And it's so wonderful knowing her. She is such a free spirit. That's the first thing. And to really hear her tell me the stories and have me cracking up laughing, because there's never a dull moment with her. Every time that we've had time together, I see more of how Dee Dee is wired. And what I want to do is encourage you.
Thank you.
Because sometimes we have a tendency with my declaration, and I was talking about being introverted. I didn't really want it to go in that space, mm-hmm. but it went there.
Right.
You know, whenever you hear somebody say that they're introverted or someone say that you're introverted, it had a negative connotation.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, that's how God has wired me, you know, to be the person who love being just by myself. I enjoy me. You know, I don't need a lot of outward stimulation. And so God bless you, Hadassah. You're welcome. But I have learned how to really sit back and watch people. Mm-hmm. And when I watch your mom, she is the youngest 70-something-year-old woman I have ever met in my whole life. And I see what her wonderful personality has done for you. And it's not one of those things that you find so much in life and even in our Christian walk. And I so appreciate you being you and God not requiring us to change as far as our persona, because our persona kind of really represents who we are. Some people try to fake it and all that kind of stuff, but I appreciate you being who you are and just being out there. And you're not for everybody, and you got to realize that. You're not for everybody, but you're going to be for the people who have a mom who wasn't afraid to let you all be who you were,
mm-hmm.
who you are, you know, just awesome. And even in, you know, some of the stories that she tells, it's funny because I have a visual of you, who you are. And the one thing that you got to be very careful of is answering your critics. You can't do that. Don't even
Thank
do that.
You.
It ain't even no need, because ain't nobody go. It's not a whole lot of people who are going to understand that.
Mm-hmm.
But what I love is the happiness that she brings in every conversation. Can I tell you, I'm always in stitches. I'm always laughing and cracking up. And when she leaves, I'm a little lighter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and trust me, I love my clientele. I love them to pieces. I thank God for them, and I thank God for just opening the door for me to be open to just different perspectives and all of those kind of things. And she brings things to me. But let me tell you something that was awesome today, was that I was able to speak to her and tell her something at her age, and she grasped it. Yeah, you know what, maybe I need to look at that kind of differently. That was awesome. That was so indicative of Dee Dee. You are so blessed to have a mother who is a crack-up. She is hilarious, okay, and it's old-school hilarious. And guess what? She ain't saying nothing derogatory about nobody or whatever, but she's telling the story, and she's the life of the party. And normally the life of the party has been through a whole lot of stuff, a whole lot of ushy and all that kind of stuff. And what was so awesome about her today was I saw something a little different. I saw a woman who was able to persevere through a lot of things, able to have a family, speak into her children's life, and she was effective. Because guess what? When I hear her, I hear y'all. I crack up laughing. And it was a hard day for me today. It was a hard day, not because of my clients, but it was just a long day. It started at 5:45. But when I saw your mom and when she began to talk and say some things and just assure some things, it was a lighter day. And so our smiles mean everything. Our joyfulness means everything. When we say little things that crack people up, you know, the sense of humor that God has given us, God has given you an anointed sense of humor. You know, everyone may not understand, and you ain't got to trip off of those who don't understand. But
right.
Every time I read a post or whatever, girl, I crack up laughing.
Oh, you know you got my mascara. Just I'm looking like Tammy Faye, but I love you, sister. I thank you for that, because you just don't know how that just lifted me, because thank you for that. Thank you. And you've told me before, way before Declare Victory, because you've watched me. You've watched me single. You've watched me married. You've watched
mm-hmm.
me. You've just been there. You said to me, your personality is too big for most people, but that's okay. I appreciate
mm-hmm.
that, because I know that. I know that now. And it is hurtful sometimes, because I misunderstood. But I'm grateful
mm-hmm.
for you, God. I'm so grateful for my Declare Victory people because I can be who God created me to be. I don't have to
fit in. But I understand the struggle because
yeah, it is
I understand the struggle because what it is, what you do keeps you present.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because a lot of times your lows are real low.
Yeah,
real low, and most people don't see your real lows.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? You don't share it with them because you know you don't really want nobody to bear that. You know, whatever your lows are real low, and so they don't really understand why you do, how you do, when you do, what you do.
Mm-hmm.
But it's such a blessing to know, you know, that you have come from a woman who has the tenacity that this woman has. You know, and I get it, you know, and it's not about judging, it's not about saying, you know, saying whatever people say or whatever, but it's about, you know what, sometimes you don't know how when we read your post, we crack up laughing at a real low time,
mm-hmm.
at a real low period, and we see, we read your post and you say something so crazy that it's like, you know, only Didi can say it. You're just anointed to make people feel better and laugh about stuff that is crazy.
Thank you, sister.
I agree.
I second that because this is Patty, and I know that I've read some of her posts, and I say, only Didi could say something like this, and somebody would just bust out laughing.
What, Patty, I think, too, because when I was, like, really out there and just doing all kind of stuff, like I didn't know Jesus and just living for the devil, because I'll be honest, I lived, you know what I mean? I did that thing, and I was bold about it. So when I said, well, how could I be this bold in the world and then, you know, come in the kingdom and act like a punk? That's just me, and it's not for everybody, and I get that. But I'll tell you what, I've had some beautiful sisters along the way and people that spoke into me, and even at my church I had some sisters, you know, I shared before being a single mom and going through what I went through with my church hurt and not feeling accepted because, you know, I stand out, I'm taller, I'm darker, I'm hippie, whatever it is, and I just, you know, and then being a single or divorced person in the church, you got to deal with that. So some women welcomed me, some didn't, but there were some women that told me that. They said, God created you that way to reach those that we can't reach. So keep being you and get your spiritual senses stronger and, you know, kind of like walk in the spiritual realm and not the physical realm, because when you're in the physical
mm-hmm.
realm all the time, that's when your feelings get hurt. So that's kind of, I think, I have when people laugh at me because I'm serious about my peace bubble. I will activate that thing. I could be sitting, Diane could tell you, I could be sitting in a whole meet and they could be telling us to pack our desks up. I'm sitting there still looking at them like, it's not affecting me. So thank you, Ravonda, and thank you, Patty, and thank you, Wayne, my brother. Y'all wait till y'all hear this, brother. I'm telling you. So thank you all, and Brother Jeff and Bubbly and just my whole Victory family. I love you guys.
We love you.
Hey, Didi, can I say something?
Mm-hmm.
As I was sitting there listening to
No, you can't. No, okay. I had to do that. That's what, I had to do that.
You know, sometimes I'll be waiting for somebody to do that, and I'll be like, okay. But... That's what I've gotten. Okay. But as I was sitting there listening to Ravonda say what she was saying, this was what came to mind. You know, we all have our favorite comedians. You know, there's, you know, Cat Williams and Richard Pryor and Eddie Murphy. You know, everybody, every decade or so has a different one come out. And they're all funny, but they're just funny in their own different way. Baby girl, you are funny in your own way. Keep on being you because there is no one like you. And you keep us.
See, I don't think I'm funny. I just, a lot of times, y'all be laughing, and I don't be trying to be funny. I'm so serious. I be serious about the things that I'm talking about, and I just like, okay, they laughing, so they laugh, I'm going to laugh, too.
Girl, that's your mama. I be trying to figure out, is she trying to be funny or whatever, because I'm laughing most of the time,
not?
Even when she's telling a serious story. You know, but you know what, some people who are just anointed to really bring a soothing oil to other people, to really kind of loosen up, you know, to really just kind of loosen up, you know, and know that you're not going to be for everybody, but there's
mm-hmm.
an audience that hears you, that reads you, you know.
Amen. Across the track type of thing.
Yeah, don't answer. You ain't got to answer their critic, girl. Go for what you know and whatever, because it's the audience that reads you and absolutely love the stuff that you say, because it's the stuff that we're not anointed to say. It's just we ain't got it in us to say it. And Honey Dee Dee Felder will say it, and we'll just crack straight up. You know,
absolutely.
And I ain't got to go through what it was that you said just even on last night. I hollered. But it really helps, because
oh.
You just never know when,
I had a delay
you
reaction.
Never know when, yeah, you never know when it catches somebody in a real down low spirit and
yeah.
they read something and you just holler. Only beauty.
Exactly, and it's the approach and the delivery. Because everybody, you know, there's some people that can tell some stories, or they can even tell a joke, and you be kind of sit there and wait for, okay, so where's the punchline? But it's just your delivery. I mean, even with the emotion cons, you just, when you come out with those, it's like, okay, and it's always so timely. Always. I mean, it's like you even know what emotion con that's going to have. That.
Yeah, you'd be wondering, where'd she get that from? Girl, you'd be hacking everybody else's site and status and everything. Trying to find something. Where'd she get that from?
I know, I think
I
that
know.
Too. I think the same thing. You know, I want to piggyback on what some of the people said, Dee Dee. For me, it's definitely an anointing. You know, and I've come to understand what an anointing means. An anointing is something you do in the natural that God has already justified, that he's already given you as a gift. And you do it in the natural, but people are being blessed. You know, like a lot of times, like the first couple of times I've preached, somebody said anointing. I didn't really understand what it was. But then this one guy said, it's simply when you speak out of your mouth, and whatever you speak, it's so spirit-led that it grabs people. You know, you don't even have to try to do it. It just is spirit. And that's how every movement you do. You know, I remember when I first encountered you as a friend, I was like, who is this? Like, you know, but I remember the first thing I said, this is the kind of lady that could roll with me. You know, we different. You know what I'm saying? We different. We bold. We bold. You know, and like you said, like I text you today and I said, that's what God told me. He said, you know, I'm about to save your life. But when I do, you got to come in and go crazy for me, just like you did on the other side.
Wow.
You know, so when you say you, and I said yes. And so when you say you just still being you, honestly, that's exactly what you were meant to be. And, you know, I get so many, God give me things. And you see my postings, and I post simply. To me, it's something that just, I'll be driving, and God will say, pull over and post this. A lot of people ask me, just like you, where you get all that stuff from? You go looking for it? You know, I get like 80% of my posts when I'm sitting in the parking lot somewhere. I come out of a store or come out of a school, and he just give me something, and I just post it. It's all spirit-led, you know, and when you're doing that thing in the natural, people get blessed, and that's what I see. I mean, because you be blessing me. You know, somebody can make me upset, and, you know, I already see how sometimes you defend me on Facebook. Don't think I miss it. You be right there. Somebody say something wrong, my sister be right there. She be like, because, you know, so it's such a blessing, and I sent you a text the other day, and I was so sincere from my heart. It's funny how in my circle, a lot of people think I have a big circle because I have a big presence, but I don't have a big circle. God has not let me out the fence to be approached by a lot of people. I have such a small circle. My best friend is my son. I'm a single father with a 19-year-old son. He knows everything. All my buddies are still in the fast life, you know, and a lot of the ministers and pastors, we ain't on the same level. I come from a different stream, you know what I'm saying? So it's so refreshing to me, and I look forward to hanging out with you and growing with you and doing ministry with you. Just the time we spent together having eating together when you was trying to go in the booth and go to sleep, I'm like, oh, my God, we are going to have fun. So, you know, I just want to encourage you. You know, I'm always here for anything you may need, but I just want to encourage you. No matter, I get all kind of critics saying you shouldn't say this like that and you shouldn't do this like that. And I tell them just like this, no, you shouldn't do that like that. But this is what God has called me to do, and is blessing folks, whether you blessed or not. So we just got to keep encouraging each other, because God is doing a new thing, and not everybody is going to understand this new thing. You know what I'm saying? But when you got people being blessed like this, call, and people that laugh and smile, man, smiling is something a lot of us ain't getting to do in this crazy world. you know, and you keep a lot of us smiling, and it really is your calling. It really is your anointing, and a lot of times when we walk in our anointing, it's just natural for us. So I just want to encourage you to just keep on doing what you do because you bless us.
Time to pass that plate again.
You got to get him in the lineup.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Let me tell you about that brother right there, though. We met.
But you got to get him in the lineup.
He going to get in the lineup. I'm going to get him in there. But when he saw, remember, we was at the Art and Soul when I was with Ashleen, and he was like,
mm-hmm.
Dede Felder.
Yeah.
Now, this is when I know I'm crazy for real, because I'm looking at him like, you crack me up. And we just clicked. And we've had some fun, y'all. We was at Glad Tidings for Demetrius Tofri birthday party, having a good church fun. You know,
right.
we just have had a good time. So, Wayne, thank you for that encouraging. That was
no
that
doubt.
Encouraged me, brother. I appreciate
no
that.
Doubt.
And Ravonda, you know I love you. Thank you for taking care of my mama because she's a lot of work. I'll rent her out. Anybody need her for an hour? She's 73. She's got a new knee. She's 73 with a new knee. That's a wrap.
Dede, let me tell you, I know her on a different level.
I know. I do know. Amen. Anybody else want to say anything? I'm blessed so much better because I had a little low.
Dynamite BD. You know you got that anointment on you.
I got that anointment. See, Wayne didn't say it right. It's anointment, Wayne.
And it's greasy. It's greasy. It's greasy. It's greasy.
We're going to teach you.
Was telling us to put bacon grease on our hands today, but that's a whole other declaration.
I knew you were going to call me.
Y'all, has anybody heard that? Gail, you put bacon grease on your hands when you don't have no lotion? Anybody
and your feet, right?
Bacon
grease
you?
On your hand. That's supposed to be better for you than
coconut. I didn't
oil.
Even do that in Louisiana, but I did put Vaseline on my patent leather shoes, though.
So. Oh, yep.
I knew I was special. Leave me alone.
Bacon grease, though, then you got dogs chasing you down the street.
Hey,
that ain't
you know
good.
What? When in doubt, no, not when in doubt, when in need, get that bacon grease.
I'm sorry. I can't
make sure it's solid. That's all I'm saying. Just make sure it's solid.
Gail, were you going to say something, sweetie?
You better not mix it up with that fish grease, though.
Oh, Lord. Oh, girl,
that's
that bad.
Wow.
Fish grease on people.
No, no.
I don't know. Gail, was you going to say something?
I was just saying, don't mix it up with the fish grease. That's all.
I love you, Gail. You are such a blessing.
I miss you all so much.
I know.
I just know to come to Chi-Town in the spring, not in the winter.
Not when
No, I've had my winter experience. Thank you.
You want to come in the summer, actually. You don't even want to come in the spring.
Well, spring was beautiful. It was not too hot, not too cold.
Okay. You make a mistake, but it could be chilly.
Okay.
Well, I thank you guys.
We'll have this conversation offline.
Okay. Is there anybody else that wanted to say anything on this Friday evening?
Well, I just want to welcome my new, our first time caller, Wayne Clark. I'm going to leave it to Wayne Clark. Thank you.
Wayne, just so you know, I know if you're not, you know, we got 6 a.m. morning prayer calls every day, 7 days a week, and we go hard.
Oh,
in the
wow.
paint. Yeah, every day.
You're going to give me the information?
You called in.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Same number you can call in
any day of the week. Fridays is Men's Day. So they and then the brothers have a call on Thursdays at 6 o'clock, and there's a different access code. And we have different call every, like Monday night we have Marriage Matters. Tuesday is TNT Bible Study with Pastor Lavelle Jones, which is off the hook. Wednesday is the call with David. It is going to be like a call for relationships, I should say. And then Thursday, like I said, it's the men's call and the women's call. Friday is Friday Night Live, and then every day. There's always – oh, we have a power call on Wednesdays at 5. We fast from morning to 5, and then we, you know, for about – 15-20 minutes, we'll call in at 5 o'clock. So you got a lot going on.
Okay, so I expect a text or something on Facebook so you can, like, give me a calendar like that.
No, I'm about to add you to the room, bruh.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's a good look.
Yeah, add you to the room. So you guys make sure y'all will. They're good people. Everybody in here crazy, but they're good. Crazy or good crazy.
And if you want the lesson, send me your inbox me your email, and I
lovely,
can send you a lesson for this upcoming
Bubbly.
Yes.
What?
I'm just messing with you. Okay, so Wayne, I just sent you the...
Okay, Amy, I'm not even talking to you right now.
Okay, so I appreciate everybody. If we all are clear, Ravonda, my mama is calling me. You probably even spoke up. If we all could say a prayer for Jovan Olson. That's Valerie's daughter. She's 22, and just lift her up. Also, Moni was asking for prayer. Fires were burning. I'm not sure where. Jackson fires in every direction. So let's pray for that. Anybody else need prayer for anything or be lifted up so we go into the Friday night light? Friday Night Live light, anyone? Marriages sealed. You got a date night, handle it. Don't need to tell y'all what to do. Yeah, and I'm praying for everybody's children is out. Return home safely. Anyone traveling, sickness in the body, you know. So I just thank you. It's been a great call, and look forward to more in the future. Love you guys, and thanks for calling. Is everybody good?
Yes, good. Real good.
Yes, indeed.
Who wants to pray? We got to pray before we go, so anybody want to pray? Anybody want to pray? Anybody want to pray us out?
You should let the new brother do that.
Uh-oh.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Go ahead, Wayne. You got to hook up with the brothers anyway.
No doubt. No doubt. All right. Heavenly Father, we come first of all saying thank you. Thank you for this new day that wasn't promised, Lord. Thank you for everything that you're doing in our lives, everything that you have done, and everything that you will do. Lord, we want to give you all the glory and all the honor and everything that you do in our lives because we come to understand that our stories is for your glory. So, Lord, we just come saying thank you for keeping our families. Thank you for keeping us. Thank you for keeping our jobs safe. Thank you for keeping us safe on the highways and byways. Thank you for keeping us a roof over our heads. And thank you for keeping food on the table, Lord. You didn't have to do it, but you did. You kept us. You saved us. Lord, some of us were so far off, but you brought us back, Lord, and we just want to say thank you, Lord. Lord, forgive us for all our sins and all our iniquities, Lord. We fall short all the time, but, Lord, your grace and mercy endureth forever, and we just say thank you, Lord. Thank you for keeping our families that are far off, Lord. Thank you for your grace and mercy that continues to forgive over and over and over again, Lord. Thank you for the blood, Lord, that washes us white as snow when some of us were so filthy, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And now we just come saying, Lord, bless this call. Bless everybody on this call and everybody that's connected to everybody on this call, Lord. We love you and we give you all the honor and we pray everything in this prayer in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
That's Wayne Clark, y'all. Brother Jeff, hit him up.
Yeah, yeah.
Got some brothers on the line, Wayne. Good dude. So thank you. Thank you for that awesome prayer. Praying for Lisa, my sister Lisa Porter. I can't forget her. She had a little procedure done. And anyone else. So I love you all on this Friday Night Live. I'll talk to y'all all in the morning.
Andy Martin.
Amen. And if you feel a frown coming on your face, strain that smile back on it.
Smile. Yes.
Yeah. Love you, Bubbly. Thank you, sweetie. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
So Wayne, hit us in the morning at 6, bruh.
Thank you, Dee Dee. Is she that little mailbox right there? You sit on the left side of the door, right there by the door? Okay. Oh, day night on. Day night. Bye, y'all.